go. Hour number three, and back with us tonight is the master of reverse speech, one of the most important discoveries of our time, or any time, David John Oates. Hello, David. Welcome back.
Hey, Jeff. How are you this evening, my friend?
I'm doing well. Glad it's Friday. You never know what's going to happen tomorrow morning when you wake up, though. The sky's the limit.
That's exactly true. Wow. Well, I'm in Carson City in Nevada right now.
Oh, Carson City. I've always liked Carson City. Now, listen, they have, I understand, completed the railroad from Carson City up to Virginia City. And you must take that train up to Virginia City if you haven't been to Virginia City and cruise around and walk around up there and look at it. That's where the North and the Civil War got basically all the money in silver to finance the war. They got their silver from Carson City. Under the ground there are, 2,000 miles of silver mining tunnels underneath Virginia City.
Wow.
So take the train from Carson City. It's not very long. Up slope to Virginia City and have lunch up there. You don't miss that.
I will see if I can fit into my very busy schedule.
Do your best. It's really worth it. I haven't done it. So you're asking me, how is it? I can only tell you I've heard fabulous things about it. I did take the train when it only ran a couple miles out of Virginia City down toward Carson City, but now it's all the way. It's been done for years. I haven't been back. So if you can, it's worth it.
Okay. Well, I have some interesting reversals for you tonight, as always.
You always do.
We'll start off with Donald Trump. This is...
Donald who?
Oh, dear. This is from a speech he gave on his 100th day. And I did this... I only got 15 minutes of it done. This is what I did last night. And then we got some from my young lady in Canada. We'll start off with some that I found first off. So here we go.
And, of course... one of our other originals, Congressman Tom Marino, right?
And here he says, lips, they're not sorry.
Lips are not sorry. Lips are not sorry.
Oh, that's interesting. Lips, in other words, speaking, they're not sorry for what they've said.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. That's what it means. Yeah. Yeah, they're not sorry. Here we have an interesting one, too.
Then to be more than 100 miles away from Washington Swamp, spending my evening with all of you and with a much, much larger crowd.
And here it says, we the law don't envy army lips.
We the law don't envy army lips.
Quite clear. And again. Okay. Well, I can.
You know what I hear? You know what I hear?
What do you hear?
I don't hear. What did you think he said in reverse?
We the law don't envy army lips. What did you hear?
I don't hear army. There's no Y after arm. Oh. I hear what I think is A-R-M-E-D, armed, and then something else. Let's see. I don't hear a Y after arm. I don't hear army.
Okay, we the Lord don't envy armed lips. Let's have a listen.
We the Lord don't envy armed lips. We the Lord don't envy armed lips.
Armunips.
Well, it really doesn't mean anything.
Arm units. Can you get arm units out of that? Arm units.
Okay.
We below the wind be armunips.
Oh, I can hear that.
We below the wind be armunips.
I can hear that one.
We below the wind be armunips.
Look, either way, he's He's given the army or armed units a task.
Yeah, I hear definitely units on the end, but that's another interesting one. It's suggestive of power, of force, of military. Right. Yeah.
Right, and he doesn't envy the task that he has just given to them, which we will talk more about as this show goes.
Wow. All right. Now, remember, for those of you in the future, we are listening to David give us this information with his number one, Naomi, helping put these together, that is happening right in the middle of the height of the North Korean crisis. So keep that in mind, those of you in the future.
Yep, we've got a few interesting ones coming up.
Election.
Oops, sorry about that. Okay, so here's the next one.
According to the Center for Public Integrity, 96% of journalists who made donations in the last election gave them to our opponent. Does anybody remember who our opponent was?
Now here he says, "The skull I sell lets me share no damage. The skull I sell lets me share no damage.
The skull I sell lets me share no damage.
The skull I sell lets me share no damage.
Well, it could be more damage.
The skull I sell lets me share no damage.
No, it's no damage. Okay, the skull he sell. He's selling a dark agenda. Okay.
Yeah. I don't quite get that. Let me suggest one other thing. Play it again, please.
Yep. Sure. Here we go.
Okay, the shell, it's definitely an IT. The shell itself. You'll hear. See if you do hear. The shell itself. Or is he saying the skull itself?
Well, I got the skull itself.
Okay, let's see.
The skull itself. The skull.
I don't hear all skull. I hear L, not all. But that's over here. Again, it's a long way away.
Hey, interesting. Okay.
Try her again. Right. The shell.
I'm not doing too well tonight.
No. That's not it. The shell itself. A shell. Okay, a shell. A hoax. A confabulation. A construct. A shell. I don't hear all, I hear L, and then, but that's what I'm hearing here. Go ahead, please. Oh, it's a little low.
Yeah, I can hear the shell.
The shell itself, something about no damage. But,
yeah.
I wish I heard skull, but I just can't hear it here. That doesn't mean it's not there.
Doesn't matter. All right, let's move on to the next one. This one you'll find telling.
So just as an example of media, take the totally failing New York Times.
And here he says, your life, you lost it.
Your life, you lost it.
Lost it.
There we go.
Wow.
There you go.
What does that mean to all of us? Is he speaking collectively to all of us? Your life, you've lost it.
Oh, I kind of thought it meant that he's lost his own life. He's now president. He misses what he...
Yeah, he said that. He definitely said that. I'm worried about war and thinking of mass destruction. But who knows? Play it again, Sam.
Okay, so here's the forwards.
So just as an example of media, take the totally failing New York Times.
Okay, your life, you lost it.
Your life, you lost it.
Your life, you lost it. Your life, you lost it.
No question about what he's saying.
Yeah. I guess you could read it a couple of ways. I kind of read it as he's lost his life.
He's talking to himself. I agree with you, David. He's talking to himself, lamenting that he's blown it. He's gotten this thing. He's into this thing now. It's way too big for him. He doesn't like it. Your life, Donald, you've lost it.
Yeah. That's right.
Speaking to himself. His subconscious is saying, you blew it, buddy.
Mm-hmm. It's a bigger job than he was anticipating.
Way bigger. And how clear does it get? That's amazing.
Yep. All right, next one along.
On top of all of that, it's estimated that full compliance with the agreement could ultimately shrink America's GDP by $2.5 trillion over a 10-year period.
He says, you shield them.
You shield them. You shield them.
I don't know what he means by that.
Well, his subconscious is talking to him, perhaps. You shield them, Donald. You're shielding your banker buddies.
Oh, that's true. That could very well be true. Yeah. Yep. All right. Okay.
It seems like there's a lot of internal dialogue you're finding.
A lot of internal dialogue. Yes, he's talking to himself a real lot. This is an interesting situation he finds himself in. All right.
David, let me ask you a question. Do you ever get any intimation that he might get to the point where he is so depressed and sick of it? His marriage is over. Oh, that's pretty obvious. At least that's how it looks. That he might just say, I'm turning this over to Vice President Pence.
I don't see that in his reversals yet.
Nothing yet. Okay. The ego is too strong for that at this point.
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just curious if you had heard anything that we might not have heard here that even suggested that he was thinking about, after that article, that interview with Reuters, I think it was. Anyway, that he might just say, the hell with this. Interesting.
All right. Okay, here he's talking, he's meeting with the Palestinian leader, Abbas.
I also applaud the Palestinian Authority's continued security coordination with Israel. They get along unbelievably well. I had meetings, and at these meetings I was actually very impressed and somewhat surprised at how well they get along.
And here he says, I will reveal it.
I will reveal it.
I will reveal it.
Oh, well, that's a...
I will reveal it.
That's a matter-of-fact reversal. He's just talking about what happened in his talk.
So yeah.
That's neither here nor there. All right, here he is talking about North Korea.
Do you believe that the leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, is mentally unstable? As far as North Korea is concerned, we are in very good shape. We're building our military rapidly. We're in very good position. We're going to see what happens. I can't answer your question on stability. I hope the answer is a positive one, not a negative one. But hopefully that will be something that gets taken care of. I have great respect for the president of China. I actually told him, I said, you'll make a much better deal on trade if you get rid of this menace or do something about the menace of North Korea, because that's what it is. It's a menace right now. So we'll see what happens.
Sounds like blackmail to me, David.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? Yeah. Here he says, hear the limits.
Hear the limits.
Oh, quick.
Hear the limits.
Oh, very quick.
Hear the limits.
It's there. It's just really quick. I'll do it again.
Hear the limits.
Or hear
the limits. Hear the limits.
In other words, there's limits to his patience, I would imagine, if North Korea does something that's what he considers beyond the red line, he will do something.
Right.
And here he's talking, this is a bizarre reversal, talking about war with North Korea.
Perhaps nothing's happened, or perhaps it has. This was a small missile. This was not a big missile. This was not a nuclear test, which he was expected to do 3 days ago. We'll see what happens.
You say not happy. What does that mean?
I would not be happy. If he does a nuclear test, I will not be happy. And I can tell you also, I don't believe that the president of China, who is a very respected man, will be happy either.
Not happy mean military action?
I don't know. I mean, we'll see.
And a strange reversal. The Bible landed.
The Bible landed.
Wow.
Evil man.
You know what?
Evil man.
You know what? That brings me to a metaphor on Lindsey Graham talking about North Korea. I'm going to just jump a cue and play this one because I've got a train of thought going.
Loopy Lindsey.
Huh? Lindsey Graham.
Loopy Lindsey.
Ah, Loopy Lindsey. Okay. So here's Loopy Lindsey talking. I've never heard that before. Anyway, here he's talking about North Korea.
Caution the president about is don't legitimize this guy because he is a real outlier in the world. But you live in a tough world. If talking to Putin is part of his job, meeting with people throughout the world that we don't like is part of the job. But do not confer legitimacy on this guy unless you're sure it helps the overall cause.
Do you think Kim Jong-un is a smart cookie?
I think he's got a plan in his own mind for regime survivability, and that is if I can get a nuclear weapon and attach it to a missile that can hit America, America will never bother me again. In his mind, the Korean War is still alive and well. He thinks we're going to invade tomorrow. We're not. Here's what I think. I think he's a brutal man that cares more about himself than anything else.
Okay, now here he says a new Armageddon.
We're Armageddon.
You got that?
Wow. Well, so, what does he know?
Okay. You got Trump saying the Bible landed, Lindsey Graham saying a new Armageddon. Are these people thinking in apocalyptic terms? Do they have apocalyptic delusions that maybe they're fulfilling some form of prophecy? I don't know.
Remember what Donald said when somebody asked him would it be war with North Korea? He says, what did he say? He says, wait and see. You'll find out.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, then this is what he will do with Kim Jong-un.
Un. Yeah.
Un. I get him mixed up.
Kim Jong-un.
Oh, what happened here? What the diggins? Well, that's a bit strange.
Says, I would absolutely.
And you're thinking, are you? Yes, under the right circumstances, I would absolutely make with him. Yes, under the right circumstances, I would absolutely make with him.
And you're thinking, are you thinking?
Now, most political people would never say that, but I'm telling you, under the right circumstances, I would make with him.
I would make what, David? I'm sorry. Under the right circumstances, I would what?
I would meet with him.
Okay,
Kim.
Got it. Yeah.
And backwards it says, throw Kim to Nazis.
Well,
in other words, he's going to go in and obliterate him, is what that means.
He's going to throw him to the wolves, throw him to the dogs, throw him in the dumpster. He's gone. He's toast. He's history.
That's the way I see it.
The bowl of noodles is empty.
Yep. The Bible has landed. The new Armageddon is here. And here he is talking again about war with North Korea. Why is my software doing this? Hang on. Let me close it out and open it back up again. I wasn't doing it when I was testing all my reversals today. Okay. All right, open.
You know, these are more reversals that suggest the decision is already made and they're simply getting final preparations now in line.
Yeah.
They've got the armada there. They've got the nuclear weapons are there. They've got everything there. And the allegations are from some story I saw today that the Chinese may invade North Korea along with the U.S. and Japan. That's one scenario. There are many, but I just don't see that happening. I don't think China's that dumb. I don't think they'd sell out even if Trump promised them wonderful trade deals forever. You heard him. He blackmailed him. He said, better trade deals coming if you get along with us. Something like that. But go ahead. That's just very interesting.
Okay.
Perhaps nothing's happened, or perhaps it has. This was a small missile. This was not a big missile.
We won't play the forwards again. But backwards, he says, this will mean a murder. And again. In other words, he's really upset, and he's out to get Kim. I reckon they've probably got assassination squads in there right now.
I would reckon you're right, yeah. Yeah, we know they've been training for it. They want to decapitate the North Korean government, that's clear.
Yeah, well, we had that reversal last week about bringing in a new regime, if you remember.
Yeah.
All right, so that's what we got on Trump. Now let's look at the master of war himself, Rex Tillerson. Okay, here he is.
The master.
Rex Tillerson. Yes, I don't like this guy.
Oh.
All right, Tillerson on career employees around Trump. Okay, that's what the headline is, huh?
And they've stepped up and they've really provided me and those who are working with me what we need to advise the president and be effective in these policies. So
he knew while we throw the covers on. Oh, I know what that means. He knew while we throw the covers on.
He knew while we throw the covers on.
Oh, yeah.
He knew while we throw the covers on.
You got that?
Yeah.
Okay, they're setting up a diversion,
false flag.
Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. Thank you. They're setting up a false flag. They're planning something subversive. Okay, and
down and dirty.
This, yep. All right. There's a break.
No, we'll go right through it. We got a lot to do.
Okay, all right. Okay, so here's Tillerson again.
Clearly, Brett, aid programs are an important part of our diplomatic efforts around the world.
Oh, yeah, and here he says, I wish to fake it.
I wish to fake it.
He's not involved in diplomacy around the world. He just wants war. He's faking it. Here, listen to the Forbes again.
Clearly, Brett, aid programs are an important part of our diplomatic efforts around the world.
Yeah, I wish to fake it.
I wish to fake it.
What deceitful, awful people.
Oh, I know. I've never liked this man from his very first reversal. So.
No. He's a killer. You got it.
Yeah, never had. All right, here he is again.
And it is not okay between Iran and us.
And there are other factors. Iran playing a role in Yemen.
Serious factors that we are going to have to address.
And here he says, I'm serious. Serious.
I'm serious. Serious.
Yeah.
See,
they're gonna go after. See,
they're gonna go after one after another after another after another. They want war after war after war.
They're gonna go after everyone.
Yeah.
My God, this is incredible.
Yeah, it's grim. We're looking forward to a future. Unfortunately, that appears to be one of death, destruction, violence. Talk about refugees. These are going to be major regional wars. I think that's what they're shooting for. They're hoping it won't escalate into World War III, but they're going to go after these people. North Korea and Iran are two of the four remaining countries who do not have Rothschild-controlled central banks. Remember that.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
North Korea, Cuba, Iran, and who's the other one? Syria, I guess. I think it's Syria. Anyway, that's it. So, you got venue after venue that these people can exploit and start wars in. Ukraine could start tomorrow. We're that close. Netanyahu, of course, wants the Americans to go in there and destroy Iran, another war for Israel. It's all being verified with reverse speech.
It certainly is. All right, here's Tillerson on Iran again.
Their disruptive behavior throughout the region. Iran is a serious threat to the U.S. today and to stability in the region.
And here he says, you believe the limits? You'll lead the limits. Hang on, let's do that again.
You'll lead the limits. It's believe.
Yeah, it's believe. I just heard it slightly differently then. Well, once again, there we got that word of limits. They've got a red line in the sand for all of these things. They're just waiting for the spark point, okay? They've got limits in line that if these people cross, they're going to go in and, wow, interesting, wow.
Hope you get home in time.
Get home in time.
Before all this starts.
Yes.
You'll get there. They're going to take their time. Remember what they're doing is they're pretending to try to solve this and resolve it with diplomacy, i.e. the new sanctions that the House has agreed to lay down on North Korea. Now, the Senate may not go along with that, but they're moving in that direction so they can say, well, we tried. I don't know. It's not looking good for North Korea. It's not looking good for us. And how they think that they're going to get away with this, taking out a country that has been burrowing underground for over 40 years.
Yeah.
I don't know how they think they're going to do it. It's got to be nuclear bunker busters, and that's going to create clouds and clouds of radioactivity that is all going to head over here.
Okay, here we have Tillerson again.
Asking a lot of the Chinese, I think in the past the assumption has been the Chinese would only take limited action. We're going to test that assumption. We're going to test their willingness to help us address this serious threat that it's not only one to the region and to us, but is becoming a threat to China themselves.
And here he says, now thou launch it if they're serious.
No, launch it if they're serious.
And again,
I think he's maybe saying they'll launch it. I don't hear now in there. They'll launch it if they're serious.
Oh, you don't hear now. They'll launch it if they're serious. Okay.
They'll launch it if they're serious.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They'll launch it if they're serious.
Yes, it is. It's just a launch.
See, but here's the deal. False flags, this country, through a third party, could do anything. It could fire off a cruise missile at a Navy destroyer, another Gulf of Tonkin lie, to trigger the war against North Korea. That would be the easiest way to go.
Yeah. Yes. But certainly, war is on everyone's mind in the administration.
The reason what you're saying is so important is because they're really not talking about it very much in the last day or two, which suggests to me that they're making final preparations.
Yeah, getting close. Yep. Scary stuff. All right, here's another one.
And you realize you're dealing with things that are going to put lives on the line, and you're dealing with decisions that are likely to cost lives. The burden is significantly heavier, and the issues are much more complex.
This is machinery. They held it within a sinner. I wonder what that means. Machinery. They held it within a sinner.
Machinery. They held it within a sinner.
Huh.
Machinery. They held it within a sinner.
Brad. It's all there, but I don't get that one. Boy, he is really clear in his reversals, Tillerson.
Yeah, he is. Machinery, they held it within a sinner. Well, maybe they're just aware of equipment that North Korea has got. I don't know. It's obviously some intel information that we don't know. What it could refer to, I'm sure someone in the know knows exactly what that means. But as we often do on this show, I play reversals. I don't know what they mean, and some will invariably email me and tell me. So maybe that will happen with this one too. All right, last one on Tillerson.
With the president, he's been very deliberate about the actions that he's asked us to take, and we'll see how this all plays out.
Huh, so sad he isn't shy.
So sad he isn't shy.
Huh.
So sad he isn't shy.
Otherwise.
So sad he isn't shy.
He says, it's so sad he isn't shy.
Let's do it again.
society is.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right.
Who's he talking about?
Oh, I think he's talking about Trump. Trump's instructions is what.
It's so sad about. Trump isn't shy.
Maybe he's being a bit sarcastic. Better watch out, everyone. Trump isn't shy. He's not going to hold back. Sarcasm. Don't know what else it could be. No. Anyway. All right. So let's move on to.
You know, I was thinking, David, that in your upcoming presentation in Ashland, Oregon, which I'm going to help sponsor, I hope will put together, well, half a dozen examples of Trump the candidate.
Yes.
And then show, and I knew you already were, but and then show the incredible reversals in fact, which happened afterward, after he got into the White House.
Yeah.
I mean, that was, I'll never forget how shocked we were, you especially.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll get together a special presentation. It's going to be well worth you coming along, anyone, to that lecture in Ashland, Oregon. Documentary film crew will be there. Incidentally, I interviewed the documentary film crew on my own show this afternoon, and they put together a special website, fundraising website, with a little teaser for the documentary so you can see where we're at. And that website is voicesfromtheunconscious.com. So
I'll put that up.
Yeah. voicesfromtheunconscious.com. It'll tell you all about the documentary, what we're doing, the stage it's at, and there's a little fundraising page there as well too. It's not cheap making a documentary, I can tell you.
No. voicesfromtheunconscious.com. All right, very good.
And they will be at the lecture in Ashland, and they will be interviewing, they're particularly wanting to interview clients and students. So if you're a client or a student or you have any interest in reverse speech, come along because they want to interview you. Okay?
Oh, sure. I mean, if you just are going for a first-time experience, they'll want to hear, what did you think about that? And that'd be fun to listen in on for sure.
Yeah, it would be. Yep, so there we go. So Ashland, Oregon, May 27th at the Ashland Public Library. And, yeah, we'll talk more about that off-air and work out what we're going to do. All right, let's have a look. Here's Britt Hume, Senior Political Analyst on North Korea.
And it's not clear how much help Duterte will be in this effort to form this circle of allies around North Korea and in that region.
And this one says they're facing that evil. That's clear. Yeah, well.
It's funny how he says that. That's an unusual cadence in there, shift of tone.
Yeah. Here's Comey, FBI director, talking about Weiner reading classified information.
I don't think so. I think I don't think we've been able to interview him because he has pending criminal problems of other sorts. But my understanding is that his role would be to print them out as a matter of convenience.
If he did read them, would he have committed a crime?
Potentially.
And Versa says, I'm a survivor. Don't perceive the war.
I was never perceived the war.
Well, he is a survivor. He's still got his top job.
Yeah.
And he's managed to stave off the war that his controversies have caused. It's quite a truthful statement. Okay. Stating his position. And here he is talking about whether Umar Aberdeen and Anthony Weiner committed crimes.
Why did you conclude neither of them committed a crime?
Because with respect to Ms. Aberdeen in particular, we didn't have any indication that she had a sense that what she was doing was in violation of the law. Couldn't prove sort of criminal
intent. All of them chill out, is what he says.
All of them chill out.
I'll be bothered.
What a funny statement.
Yeah, he just wants the press off his back about it. He doesn't perceive the war. He's a survivor. Just chill out, everyone. Leave it alone. There's nothing to see here.
Mr. Cool, don't worry. Yeah. Be happy. It's all right.
Yeah, classic.
It's just funny.
All right, here's Hillary Clinton blaming the Russians for losing the election.
And ask yourself this. Within an hour or two of the Hollywood Access tape being made public, the Russian staff John Podesta's emails hit WikiLeaks. What a coincidence.
And she says they're slimy.
They're slimy.
Typical Hillary. And here she is again.
Raise doubts in the minds of people who were inclined to vote for me, but got scared off. And the evidence for that intervening event is, I think, compelling, persuasive. And so we overcame a lot in the campaign. We overcame an enormous a barrage of negativity, of false equivalency, and so much else.
She's talking. Why? And she says that was worst night.
Worst night.
Worst night.
Yeah.
Worst night.
Well, it certainly was for her. There's a totally congruent remark from Hillary Clinton.
Absolutely. And here she is right before the election.
Because we all have a role to play in building a stronger, fairer America.
And she says, the crime rape.
That's very much rape.
Huh.
That's very much rape.
I tell you what, Jeff, we've got a bunch of people in politics who are just absolutely, I don't even have words to describe.
Yeah, they're raving, megalomaniacal, psychopathic maniacs. How's that?
That'll do. Yeah, that were the type of words I was thinking of. All right.
Can we hear the one about the worst night again?
Oh, sure. Yeah, okay. Here we go. Here's the forwards. Oops, hang on. Right, here's the forwards.
Raised doubts in the minds of people who were inclined to vote for me but got scared off. And the evidence for that intervening event is, I think, compelling, persuasive. And so we overcame a lot of the campaign. We overcame an enormous a barrage of negativity, of false equivalency, and so much else.
And worst night.
Worst night.
Worst night.
Listen. Listen to how she says it. She's absolutely still on the dregs about this. You're right.
No, she'll never let this go.
No.
This will follow her to the grave. All right. Here's
or wherever
Lindsey
else
Graham.
She's going.
Indeed. All right, Lindsey Graham.
And I hope we get a chance in the Senate to vote on the sanction bill against Russia for interfering in our elections.
Oh, and here he says, and I rub it in.
And I rub it in.
Oh, well, I guess he believes Russia interfered with the elections.
Who knows what he believes? That guy is really nutty.
Yeah. And I played you the new Armageddon one. Now let's play it again, seeing it's in order.
Yeah, yeah.
About is don't legitimize this guy because he is a real outlier in the world. But you live in a tough world. If talking to Putin is part of his job, meeting with people throughout the world that we don't like is part of the job. But do not confer legitimacy on this guy unless you're sure it helps the overall cause.
Do you think Kim Jong-un is a smart cookie?
I think he's got a plan in his own mind for regime survivability, and that is if I can get a nuclear weapon and attach it to a missile that can hit America, America will never bother me again. In his mind, the Korean War is still alive and well. He thinks we're going to invade tomorrow. We're not. Here's what I think. I think he's a brutal man that cares more about himself than anything else.
Go ahead. Yeah, and just backwards, a new Armageddon.
We're Armageddon.
Under Armageddon.
I mean, it's certainly there.
Under Armageddon.
Yeah.
Well, he said very emphatically about invading North Korea. He said, we're certainly not. I mean, that came out very quickly. It's almost like that's how he's been briefed. We're not going to do anything. We're not going to invade them. Now, maybe that's the operative word here. But bomb them? Yeah. Special forces operation? Yeah.
Absolutely. Special forces are in there now. I've no doubt about that at all. Here we have a really puzzling one from Lindsey Graham. Here's the forward.
Sometimes.
Oops. Started halfway through. Now.
Threat of war. And if Kim Jong-un believes that we would go to war to stop his missile program, he knows he would lose and he would stop. So strong leadership can prevent wars, but sometimes it takes more than strong leadership.
As I says, this world will be Sunni. Why would he say that?
No, I don't know, but I don't like that at all.
No, not at all.
That's very dark stuff. That really suggests that he knows things or he's expecting things. He understands the globalist plot to turn the majority of Muslims are Sunni. For those of you who can't keep that straight, the Shiites are the minority. They're like 15-10%. So the world is Sunni Muslim, and that's what he's saying is going to happen to us.
Yeah. Not good.
No, not at all. Oh, and let me say one other thing about David's appearance here. When you hear on the radio, even with Skype, these reversals, they're very impressive. Many of them are crystal clear. There's no possible way that this is a coincidence of sound or anything like that. When you hear them in a room with David, playing them through speakers, it's doubly impressive. It's overwhelming. It is so damn clear, it's frightening. And I learned that many, many years ago, 20 years ago at least. And so please, if you have a chance, by all means, Ashland Library on the 29th and 27th. And you will be amazed. You'll never forget it. Even if you don't agree, you'll never forget it. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, come along, and support the documentary, voicesfromtheunconscious.com. Go and see what we're doing. Watch the little teaser you can see. It'll give you a little bit of an idea of the direction that the documentary is heading in. So, we've been interviewing skeptics anyway, I don't want to give too much away. I'm not allowed to. So it's going to be very good. People will be very impressed with it.
Okay, voicesfromtheunconscious.com. All right.
Yeah. Okay, here's Lindsey Graham on North Korea.
My goal is to convince him if you try to get a missile to hit America with a nuclear weapon on top, that will be the end of your regime. If he believes that, he will stop.
And we'll beat enemy.
We'll beat enemy.
Wow.
We'll beat enemy. We'll beat enemy.
Well, okay. All right, Lindsey. How could we lose to North Korea? Let's be honest. All right?
Well, yeah, I mean, yes.
I'm not exactly shocked that he thinks that. And, whatever. Not the brightest match in the box.
That's a pretty obvious statement comparing the two countries. Okay, here's the next one.
This guy in the Philippines, I don't know all what he's done, but I know what he said. I know his approach to being president of the Philippines is contrary to the rule of law and democracy as I know it.
Okay, they see the one-eyed Nazi to war.
They see the one-eyed Nazi to war.
I'll be bothered.
They see the one-eyed Nazi to war.
That's Nazi again.
They see the one-eyed Nazi to war.
Well, one-eyed, single-minded, in their vision. Yes,
sure, sure.
I think he's probably talking about Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un.
I always get it mixed up. Kim
All right.
Jong.
Well, his father was Kim Jong-il.
Il, that's right. Yes, yes.
Kim Jong-un is a very odd name. Yeah. And then his half-brother, Kim Jong-nam, was recently murdered by Kim Jong-un.
Yes, in which was it? Malaysian airport, wasn't it?
No, it was Macau.
Oh, Macau, was it? All right.
I believe Macau. Might have been Malay, but anyway, he's gone.
Yep.
They were going to set up a government in exile with him as the lead. That was the plan. And he apparently he got wind of it and killed him.
All right. Yeah, well, that'll fix it, won't it?
Yeah, they always need a figurehead. You know, that's the way they play. So Kim Jong-nam was supposed to be it.
Hello, Jeff?
Yeah, Kim Jong-nam was supposed to be the figurehead.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Here's one on Lindsey Graham.
He's got a fine military record. Mm-hmm. I know him casually, but this is why we have hearings, and I want to make sure that he's the right man to lead the army.
I was talking about pick for Army Secretary. The second one is just withdrawn. I saw today. Reversal says, I will see Heather. No idea who Heather is.
Or was he Heather?
Or was he Heather?
I don't know.
Or was he Heather?
No idea.
No idea. Could be a staff member. It could be a lover. It could be anything.
Okay, for a lover for whom?
Lindsey Graham? I don't know.
He's gay.
Oh, is he? I didn't know that.
Well, that's the word. I can't prove it, but yeah, he's a little loose around the wrists. Who knows, that. David? Not that it matters anymore in these days. It's nutty.
Doesn't matter.
No.
All right, here we go.
Economy and the industrialized North. It was not perfect by any means, but the war was generated over the issue of slavery.
Talking about the Civil War.
Lie.
Well, this uses a metaphor that's just started appearing in the last few months, and it's really frustrating me because I don't know what it means. So, but we'll play it. It says, give Rapunzel a throne. And Rapunzel, this metaphor that's only just started appearing, give Rapunzel the throne.
Give Rapunzel the throne.
Give Rapunzel the throne.
Give Rapunzel the throne. What do you think Rapunzel is? A code word for something?
It might. Oh, I didn't think about that. It might be a code word.
What's the other code word we've been hearing a lot of lately?
Simone. That's come up again. Rapunzel. Huh. Now that's interesting. Maybe some people out there can get on Google and Google Rapunzel. And email me and let me know what you find, okay? Because it's a new metaphor that's just started appearing. And they give Rapunzel the throne. I'm talking. Interesting. It's got so much reversals the last couple of shows about war and authority.
Yeah.
It's these last two shows have featured it. And everything's eerily quiet right now, isn't it?
It's too like quiet. I when that happens, I notice, boy, and I'm sure a lot of other people do as well. It's too quiet. They're getting their ducks in a row, and I think they're trying desperately to bring China on board in some kind of an invasion. And the Japanese, of course, Shinzo Abe is still fighting World War II, and they hate the Koreans and vice versa, so we'll see.
Oh, we're at the end. Okay.
Yeah. You got another one? We can pop one in if you want.
A quick one, McMaster talking about North Korea.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, okay. Please play that forward again, David. We can't hear it. It's too low.
Okay, sorry.
Well, this is something that we know we cannot tolerate in terms of a risk to the American people. The president has made clear that he is going to resolve this issue one way or the other. And that involves enforcement of the UN sanctions that are in place.
And simply says, warn you.
Warn you.
Warn you.
Well, there it is. There it is again. You're right. There's war. War talk.
Yeah, nice one to finish off with. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. And if you come up with more, if Naomi has more, we can make room for you next Friday night as well, even though it's not a regular night. But these are very, very tense times. And any statement made by any of these people is well worth reversing.
Yep.
It's extraordinary to hear this. Thank you, David. Wonderful work. Thank you, Naomi, as well.
Okay. All right. See you, Jeff. Bye.
Okay. Good night.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay. There you go. War talk, war posturing. No question about it. None. Will it happen? Time will tell. And that time is running out. All right. Have a good weekend. Take care. We'll be back with you, of course, in our best of on Sunday and back live on Monday. Goodness knows what will happen between now and then, but you can always keep up on things at Rents. So do stop by. Take care. Talk soon.